I said there were 10 toldlets, 10 breakouts that we're going to use to take a look at Genesis. And no, I didn't tell you to read Genesis 5, chapter 5, but you know what? We can get through it pretty easy, even in the next 10 minutes, believe it or not. The toldlet. This is what became of, and we're going to take a look at the second toldlet. And we've got Genesis 5 through 6, 8, and we've got Adam through Noah. But wait, we already had Adam through Seth, right? But it was Adam and Cain's line, and now we're going to do Adam and Seth's line to Noah. And so if we take a look at chapter 5, and we're not going to read it all, but we're going to read a little bit of it. So let's go back to Genesis 5. Especially, man, you know, you get used to using your electronic Bible, and then stuff happens. So, Genesis 5. This is the record. This is the toldlet of the family line of Adam. When God created humankind, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female. And when they were created, he blessed them and named them humankind. Verse 3. When Adam had lived 130 years, he fathered a son in his own likeness, according to his image. And he named him Seth. The length of the time Adam lived after he became the father of Seth was 800 years. During this time he had other sons and daughters. The entire lifetime of Adam was 930 years. Then he died. When Seth had lived 105 years, he became the father of Enosh. Seth lived 807 years after he became the father of Enosh, and he had other sons and daughters. The entire lifetime of Seth was 912 years, then he died. What we see throughout the whole chapter, and you can take a look, but and you can take a look right now, that's fine. We have Adam's age at when he had a kid, and he lived so many more years, and he died. And then we see that son lived so long, bore a kid, lived so many more years, and he died. And we have that seven times. And he died. Boom. So it definitely, this told that is clearly stating the lineage. And we don't see anything remarkable. That's hard for me to even say. Sorry. I take that back. We don't notice anything different until we get to verse 22. So we see that repetition, and it clearly gives you the lineage. But let's skip down to verse 22. 22. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God for 300 years, and he had other sons and daughters. The entire lifetime of Enoch was 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and then he disappeared because God took him away. So we see, and he died, and he died, and he died, and he died. And we get to the seventh in the lineage through Seth. Wait. Didn't we just learn about the seventh in the lineage of Cain? Huh. So now we learn about the seventh in the lineage of Seth, but it's different. Polar opposites, because he walked with God. And what happened? and he was no more. And we don't know exactly what happened, but one thing's for sure, it doesn't say then he died. And there's only the two guys in Scripture that it ever says that of. Yeah, he was 365 years young, but at the time, at the time, it's just hard to say it. 365, he was young, but you're right. So he walked with God, and he was no more. Absolutely. So the title of prophet, but even that, I think it's more impressive, maybe that's the wrong word, that he walked with God, that clearly his relationship with God was good. And some of the prophets only sort of obeyed the Lord, and they weren't so so good. But then we continue on, and after Enoch, we just have, and he died, and he died, and he died. And then we get to verse 32. So see that? We just went through an entire chapter, and I don't think we skipped important stuff. And now we're at verse 32. After Noah was 500 years old, he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So that is the lineage, and the name Noah is actually, there's a word play that's going on there. And the name doesn't actually mean to comfort, but it's similar. And we've seen sin and the impact on the first couple, the kids, their descendants. We saw the line of Cain, and we've seen the line of Seth. And so we're coming up on, Noah. We all know, okay, what happens with Noah? There's the flood, and there's the judgment over the entire world. And death is the judgment for a sinful world. The next toldit actually doesn't pick up for a couple more verses. We have in Genesis 6, 4 through 6, there's the really interesting three verses on the Nephilim. And we have two pastors that aren't here that officially attend this class, and I would encourage you to go ahead and ask either of them all of your questions about the Nephilim. I'm absolutely positive that there's lots of questions that I came up with. I read quite a few commentaries and watched some blogs. Don't watch blogs from people spouting off about two verses and they're hour long. You know what? There's a lot of questions. It begs a lot of questions. And I'm absolutely certain beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Bible does not specify 98% of any of the questions that you're going to ask about the Nephilim. But what we certainly see in Genesis 6, 7. Even in 1. When humankind began to multiply in the face of the earth, and the daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of humankind were beautiful. Thus they took wives for themselves. from any they chose. So the Lord said, my spirit will not remain in humankind indefinitely, since they are mortal. They will remain 120 more years. Then the Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also after this, when the sons of God were having relations, sexual relations with the daughters of humankind, who gave birth to their children. They were the mighty heroes of old, the famous men. But the Lord saw that the wickedness of humankind had become great on the earth. Every inclination of the thoughts of their minds was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made humankind on the earth, and he was highly offended. So the Lord said, I will wipe humankind, whom I have created, from the face of the earth. Everything from humankind to animals, including creatures that move on the ground and birds of the air, for I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the sight of the Lord. And yeah, if you look at verse 9, we're going to pick up there next week. This is the account of Noah. This is the toldot of Noah. Thank goodness that it didn't end just with how horrible and God's regretting. Yes. No, that story ended with, but Noah found favor in the sight of the Lord. And just remember, grace. Unmerited favor. Everybody, every last one of us deserves death, but because of God's grace. So, for next week, read Genesis 6 through 9. And that'll be beneficial. So, Heavenly Father, give us a hunger for your word. Let us be excited to look at it for the truth that you've got there, and let us apply the truth to our lives even today. Amen.